Okay, Home of the Year is on tonight on RTE. It's on at 8:30. I've been watching this the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So basically, it's a couple of, you know, like architects and designers and that, and they go into people's houses legitimately.
Yes.
And just walk around the house and start pointing things, going, oh, I like that, and that's a lovely interior, and that's a fancy little bit of that.
Past so, remarkable, you describe them as.
It's a bit like, yeah, your mother going into your house. But these are professional mothers, if
yes.
you know what I mean. Okay. Now, the house, one of the houses tonight, I had a look at it. It's an amazing looking house. They're calling it the grooviest house in Ireland. So the grooviest man from the grooviest house is sitting in the grooviest chair right here in studio, Ger Eaton. How are you, Ger?
I'm very good.
How would you explain your house? How would you describe it?
I always describe it as a nostalgic trip, I
right.
think.
Trip is a great word there.
Trip is a good word.
Yeah. you see it.
Yeah, I think it's just, it's like everybody's childhood kind of rolled into one house, I think, maybe.
Now, before you sort of explain even the house, we need to explain Ger, because Ger, you look like Ireland's first hipster. An amazingly trimmed beard, good hair, all the little accoutrements, the things on the sleeve. What do we call those?
Stellar attire.
These are garters.
Garters on the sleeves.
They get you, if you're ever lie detected for, have you ever worn garters? This gets you out of jail.
That gets you out of jail free. Like, good one, yeah. And you've got a pocket watch there as well, is it?
I have, yeah. This was a family heirloom. Yeah. My
fabulous
granddad's, yeah.
Tie pins, gorgeous. You were saying that this umbrella that you have, I mean, that's a Victorian.
It is, yeah. It's absolutely 1899,
It's an umbrella and a walking
maybe that's
stick.
Maybe the price, actually. I've been had. No, it is 1899, I'm sure.
So incredibly spruce, incredibly hipster looking, and the house.
Don't say hipster.
Yeah. Because some people don't like hipster.
I don't like the word
Sorry.
Hipster, but okay. I didn't want to. I didn't want to say.
No, I don't like it either, Jay. You execute your style with just such precision. It's a 20th century homage kind of stuff, isn't
Thank
it?
Thank you. Yeah, I always think hipster is probably somebody who likes to go with what's in at that moment, but that's not really
okay.
my
Yeah, because you, this is you always.
Yeah,
you ain't going to change.
Exactly,
you know?
I ain't going to change.
If punk comes back, you're not going to. So the house. Okay, so this is the thing I was saying about Home of the Year. Most of the houses now are these sort of grand things, you know, just sitting on the edge of a cliff or in fantastic. This is just. Can I use the word a normal semi-detached house? And that's the beauty of
it. You can. Yeah, that's the beauty.
And inside it, it's like the TARDIS.
Yeah, I guess.
It's a completely different world inside. I mean, just describing it, where did all the stuff come from?
I'm a sourcer of many things, and I think when I set myself on a path, I really go for it. So all sorts of places, obviously eBay is there, always there. A lot of stuff is coming from Holland. I got a lot of stuff from Holland. I brought stuff back from car boot sales in New York on flights.
So would the theme be, because you said nostalgic, is it 70s?
I'd say it's 60s, 70s, yeah. There's elements of, there's a few little 50s pieces, a few little ladies pieces in there, but yeah, I think I'd probably zone in more to 60s, 70s, yeah.
And that's every room?
Yeah.
Everywhere in the house?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah, yeah.
That
must
have taken years, did it?
We're in the house about 15 years, so certainly no longer than that. It's been a gradual thing.
I'm just looking at one room here, okay? So this room, you're impeccably dressed there in the room, and on the wall, the tongue from Apple Records, from Rolling Stones. There's a pink rocking horse in the middle. There's a pineapple candlestick. There's a bicycle nailed to the balcony.
Lovely starburst clock there.
Yeah, there's a green carpet, very 70s, and a lot going on the walls and the wallpaper as well, and those lovely open sort of stairs going up. It's like a set from a TV show, from a sitcom from the 70s.
Yeah, well, if anybody wants to do a sitcom in the house, you know, make contact. I mean, we don't think of it like that because obviously it's where we
we're just looking and you're going, yeah, that's my house.
Yeah,
you know?
But I think like the photographs in particular, they're taken by a friend, Donald Maloney, a photographer who did all the Sinead O'Connor stuff, and I got to know him recently, and I think he just kind of captured the rooms really well because he wanted to capture the craziness of the rooms and the craziness of me and the clothes and that kind of stuff, hence the different outfit change. I don't normally change outfits as I go from room to one room to the other, but you know, we were just trying to capture the whole sort of essence of the whole thing, so
now,
I think he really did.
Do you just have black and white TVs or do you have a colour TV?
That one behind me there in that picture is colour. It is, yeah, but we've a couple of black and whites. In fact, there's no black and white TV license anymore, we'll get on to that subject.
Oh,
I don't know why.
Okay.
Why is that?
I don't
why
know.
Can't you buy a black and white TV license?
I have
anymore?
No idea. We put
Let's
that
bring
in
it back
if somebody wants to text us. So do you have any flat screen TV? Is there anything from this age that you squeezed in?
The kids have a Wii, which I figured out how to rig up to old technology.
No way.
Yeah. So they can play the Wii on on any TV I choose to play Wii in black and white.
I mean, this is a kind of passion for you, but it's not, I mean, you're not against modernity or anything. I mean, this is about style and aesthetics for you, is it, as opposed to a lifestyle?
I mean, it's been kind of said that it's kind of a lifestyle, and it kind of is in that, you know, you don't choose to use those kind of things for, like, we don't do tours in the house, so it's only us living with them day to day, so, you know, you're not doing it for any reason except for yourself, so.
So it's not a museum to that era. It's it's a living, breathing house, okay?
Exactly.
And that's the way I am.
Because a museum is, you can't touch anything. Yeah.
How did you
enter? You can't touch my Subbuteo. I'll just say that to you now. So, you know.
Do you have Subbuteo?
You need to earn my respect before
which Subbuteo?
Oh, when I was a kid, and I have an older one as well, which was donated from my sister's ex-boyfriend from many years ago.
And I had Subbuteo, and up to recently it was in the attic, and I had the West German team.
I have the West German
team. Do you?
I do.
It's the West German team.
With the numbers stuck on the back lovingly with the little tweezers, I think, when I was
And
in
they
the
break so easily that when you actually stick them together, they sort of hang to the left because they lose a leg.
No, I'm lost.
It's a little football game. It's a little football game.
You know,
game.
In the rules, it tells you there's actually a provision in the rules for injuries.
Is there?
Yeah. So if your player gets broken, it's actually covered in there, yeah.
I stood on many great players over the years. Some many great players. But I think I stood on Beckenbauer. So how do you enter your house into Home of the Year?
Well, I suppose because the photographs were up, as I say, Donald's photographs were up, they were pretty full on, and I think they were kind of spotted. So we were asked, would we consider going in for it?
Right.
I know they did look for people to put themselves forward, but we were asked would we do it, and I thought once the kids heard about it, they wouldn't let us not go for it, you know?
Really?
Right. Yeah, okay. They were dying for it, yeah,
because they have to, all you guys have to leave the house, and these three strangers just sort of walk around your house poking at stuff.
I left the kids under the bed so that they could report back, but no, we just said go where you like.
Part of this lifestyle is you're in a band as well.
Sure, the Carnival Brothers, yeah.
So where does the band, the Carnival Brothers, where do you guys play?
We've been together about a year and a half. We kicked off, John is the other main kind of member and songwriter. Yeah. And we started with a song about a year and a half ago called The Sun Is Gonna Shine. And it did really well for us, and we got a lot of exposure from it. And it was used on an ad campaign for a beer in the summer. So it's kind of gone from there. And all the other members that we have with us are really respected guys from the scene. Like We've both been involved in music since we were younger, and we stay true to being sort of original artist writing, not covers and stuff like that. So we stay true to that, you know.
And are you gigging around much?
The way we put on the shows and stuff, we've done two proper shows, but we've a lot of burlesque performers and aerial performers and stuff like that. So it's an expensive show to put on. And the one we did in Dublin in December gone there in the Sugar Club was hugely successful in terms of it was full and all that, but it's an expensive thing.
Yeah. Yes.
So we're picking and choosing our gigs. You know?
The new single is out. It's called Top of the World from the Carnival Brothers. We're going to give it a spin now. Best of luck tonight. Will you said you were working, so you don't
want
to
working. I'll be cutting somebody's hair when it's on TV, yeah.
But set it off.
Well, you'll be taping it on
Probably
VCR,
am.
Won't you?
I'll be Betamax.
Oh, Betamax. Yeah. Yeah, where did it go? I loved
Top
it.
Loader.
Yeah. Jerry, thanks for coming in, Jer.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.